Restoring My Soul. Friday, the 5th of May. The Son of God with Power. After 3 days and three nights, Christ was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. That is, he was begotten as the glorified Son of Man as he was returned to his physical, immortal, and perfect body. This happened as the Father again declared, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you." By this word, Christ stood up out of death as the Father's firstborn Son of God, Son of Man. Through resurrection, he was the firstborn from the dead and was fully manifest as the last Adam. All of the names of all the justified sons of God were in him as the seed. At this time, the Son was also declared to be the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. As Paul noted, Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you." As he also says in another place, "You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek." Christ had been glorified as the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek through the seven wounding events that he suffered. This was also now declared to be so through resurrection. As the Apostle Paul noted, he came not according to the law of a fleshly commandment, but according to the power of an endless life. As the high priest after the order of Melchizedek, Jesus then waived himself as the sheaf of first fruits by presenting himself to the Father. We know this because when he first met Mary Magdalene, she fell at his feet and clung to him. However, he said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 1 verses 1 to 4, Hebrews chapter 5 verse 5, Colossians chapter 1 verse 18, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 45. Hebrews chapter 5 verses 5 to 6. Hebrews chapter 7 verses 15 to 16. Leviticus chapter 23 verse 11 and John chapter 20 verse 17. For further study, Colossians chapter 1.